Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Say, Mom, do you use one soap for everything in your wash?
Why, of course not, son. Whatever gave you such an idea?
Well, it says here in the paper you can. It says new Dawes is here.
What are you talking about?
It says, ladies, that means you, Mom,
mm-hmm.
don't put up with old-time all-stay soaps when new Dawes can do all three kinds of wash.
What? One soap for all three kinds of wash? Impossible. Why, that would mean washing my rayon undies with the same soap I use for your dirty overalls and the towels you get so black.
But, gee, Mom, there are shows for old boy with overalls just like mine that says, Dawes gets them clean with no hard S-C-R-U-B-B-I-N-G.
No hard scrubbing. Well, that means easy wash day.
And Dawes gets dirty T-O-W-E-L-S.
Towels?
Why, they're far whiter than any number of other soap.
Whiter washes. Say, let me see that paper, son. Well, I declare, it says, you've never seen whiter washes than new Dawes gives you. Well, this Dawes must be a whiz for whiteness. But what's this it says? Yet this same Dawes is actually safer for pretty rayons and nicer colored washables than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Say, this Dawes must be a new kind of soap. Oh, it says here it is, a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Well, and what's this? Women by the millions are now changing to Dawes on wash day. Well, no one's going to get ahead of me. I'll get a box today and try it myself. Let's see, that's D-U-Z, Dawes. And believe me, next wash day, I'll just see whether Dawes does everything.
And now, the Goldbergs. There are ministers and ministers. One of them is the man, the one who came up to the Goldberg door. The man whom Seymour waylaid, the man who never did step inside. And the other minister is the one that Seymour invented. The machine which he said that Jake was fixing at the mill. But Molly's getting suspicious of this confusion. And she'd be more than suspicious if she knew that a conference in which the minister had his part took place at Dr. Cater's house. And that Jake was there and not at the mill. Well, Molly's waiting for Jake to return. And meanwhile, she's puzzling over the strange doings.
Rosalind? Rosalie, something is cooking. Something is cooking and it's not in the stove.
What do you think it is, Ma?
Well, Rosalie, I'm thinking. Let us examine the evidence, Rosalie. Number one, Papa left the house with bad bronco tubes. No?
Yes.
Number two, Seymour came over.
And he was nervous.
Uh-huh. Number three. Number four, something was wrong with the minister.
And they said that the minister was a machine in the mill.
And they said the minister was a machine in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minister, not the machine, came over.
And Seymour ran out to him.
And Seymour ran out of the house and spoke to him, and the minister ran away without coming in, although he looked like he was coming in.
What do you think, Ma?
I'm thinking, Rosalie. I'm thinking fast and curious.
Furious, Ma?
Never furious, no.
You want to ask Gloriane, Ma?
No. Call me once again, the mill.
Do you think Papa's at the mill?
No, I don't think so. But I'm going to give myself the benefit of the doubt. Call, Rosalie.
Why don't you call Dr. Case first, Ma?
No. First, call me the mill, Rosalie, and then I'll call Dr. Case.
All right.
First, the mill, Dr. Reyes wanted.
Well, gentlemen, I'm in entire agreement with your plan.
Good.
And I'm honored that you included me in.
I'll drive you home, Mr. Goldberg.
Not necessary, Doctor. Thank you. This little secret of ours has invigorated me to such an extent that I have to commute myself in a joy to the last iota. My coat, if I may.
I'll get it, Chris.
And Mr. Goldberg's coat is in the hall closet.
Do you think we're being fair to Mrs. Goldberg?
All is fair in love and law. But, gentlemen, you think it's all right without asking...
Here's your coat, Mr. Goldberg.
Thank you. Well, then, you'll keep me posted.
Yes, we will.
And my understanding is that all the preparations will come from here.
Yes, that's right.
And now that the minister is fixed, my wife thinks the minister is a machine at the mill.
I wouldn't underestimate Mrs. Goldberg.
She won't know a thing. Leave that to me, gentlemen.
Sure.
Well, good night.
Good night. Good night.
Tommy! Is that you, Sammy?
Yes, Ma. What is it? Seymour told me to...
I'll enlighten you on the way home.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night. Good luck. Another log on the fire? Aren't you going to sleep, Chris?
No, I'm not in the mood.
Well, I'm a little sleepy. It's been a very extraordinary day.
Yes, hasn't it? Smoke another pipe with me, Dad.
Well...
Come on, come on.
All right.
Here's the tobacco.
Well, I'll smoke my own, thank you.
As you like.
Personally, speaking from an adult point of view...
You don't think what I'm doing is adult?
Frankly, I don't. You got a match?
Here you are.
The Taming of the Shrew is a good play, Chris. But the trouble with you is that Oriane isn't a shrew.
You didn't have the dubious privilege of being refused by her.
She was only trying to help Edward Way.
Well, I don't like women helping other men at my expense.
But she did help him.
In a way.
A little proud, aren't you?
A little.
Perhaps she won't marry you.
She will. It's the one ambition she has.
Perhaps she'll be a little proud, too. And when you walk in with the minister, she may refuse to marry you.
Not a chance. She'll leap into my arms.
Then what's the point of this whole rigmarole?
Revenge. I'm revenging myself and showing her who's going to wear the slacks in our house.
Pooh.
Pooh yourself.
She's deeply, profoundly in love with you, Chris. And all this seems so shoddy.
I'm deeply, profoundly in love with her, Dad. And all this is...
It's your funeral.
Marriage, Dad.
Marriage, then.
Yes, I can see the rosy glow of our future happiness in the fire.
You're a romantic noodle, aren't you?
No, it's the only romantic foolishness I permit myself.
I like Orianne.
So do I. You know, Dad, it's with the greatest difficulty that I'm restraining myself from running over to the Goldbergs and telling Orianne how wonderful I think she is. She was wonderful through that whole way mess.
Didn't I say that a moment ago?
I don't remember. A woman is a curious thing.
You are in love with her.
Completely. I find the sensation very satisfactory.
Good heavens. How scientific.
Oh, I'm not being scientific. It's such an absolute feeling, so vital, continuous, extraordinary. It's like having continuous injections of adrenaline pumped into one's heart.
You're incredible.
Well, think of my past, Dad. I've been advisor and healer to hundreds of neurotic people. Men, boys, girls, women. People whose hearts were as twisted as those old apple trees in the garden. I began to feel there just wasn't a straight feeling that could grow up and stand plain and lovely in the sky. And now I see one. It's like being another Balboa. It's sheer exaltation.
Then you'll both be happy. I know it.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Very happy. And now that I know that I'm going to possess what happens so rarely in the world, I feel an almost aching pity for those poor, defeated patients I've had. Now, you've got to be awfully kind to this boy that's coming up, Dad.
Just what's wrong with him?
I'll tell you after you see him. After you make your own guess.
Does he want to come?
He is coming. Perhaps I'll even invite him to my marriage. It'll be a lesson in emotion for him.
Well, I hope Orianne doesn't turn you down.
Oh, you know she won't. How could she? She's bound to me as I am to her in an indissoluble knot of affection. What a miraculous feeling love is, Dad. It's like a year of Sundays.
I'm sorry your mother isn't here now for this. For this triumph of mere living.
Would she have liked Orianne, Dad?
She loved life. She loved the mere detail of living with all the passion that some people save only for the big words and newspaper headlines. She was a miraculous woman. It's been a long time now. Very long. And yet sometimes, on a night like this, most of all, Chris, I'm half afraid to turn around. Because you might be standing at the door, smiling, ready to come in and say it was time for bed.
I don't remember her, Dad. It's like a vacant room that can never be filled with anyone else.
But I remember. And it's like a house which has been lived in with such love, with such humanity and peace, that whoever walks in obtains a full life just for the entrance.
Would she have liked Oriane?
Yes. And when I saw you fall in love with Oriane, long before you knew it, for you fell, Chris, like Lucifer.
Was it so bad?
It was disgraceful. Oriane's a real woman, Chris. And that means... You take it, Chris.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Why don't you answer it?
It's Mrs. Goldberg.
Why did you hang up on her?
What, do you think I'm going to give her a chance to wheedle my secret out of me?
Poor Mr. Goldberg.
The firelight flickers, and the wind makes its hollow sound in the chimney. And yet, ahead is the promise of that happy marriage which Chris looks forward to. How will Oriane take the surprise? You know, I can sympathize with you ladies who've been using soaps that only do a halfway job on dishes. Because if you use a bar soap, it only goes halfway because it cheats you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps fall short on safety for your hands. But there's none of this halfway business about New Does, no ma'am. Because this new kind of granulated soap has everything for dishes, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, this same Does that does everything in your wash goes all the way on dishes, too. Now, just notice how nice and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. Why, it cuts even frying pan grease without any hard scarring. Yes, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. Just ask for Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Well, next time, Molly Goldberg, who's very adept at solving mysteries, begins to put the two and the twos together. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.